The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll free. We'll give you the numbers and the Skype username here in a matter of moments, and you can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
James.
And TJ the Spy.
And, of course, if you've been to our website, freetalklive.com, you know that it is a very interactive site. Unlike other talk shows in the business, you tell us what you think is important. See, the typical talk show way is the host is all important and he knows everything and he will tell you.
We are going to tell you what you must know.
Right. But it works differently here on Free Talk Live. Not only is it open phones every night so you can call in and bring up anything you want, our website is also sort of an open format, meaning that it is a Reddit-based system of a sort of a voting nature, meaning that you submit content to the website if you want. Or you can just look at it and interact with it. You can submit content, though, if you find some sort of news story or some kind of entertaining video or whatever it is that you think our listeners will appreciate. You submit it there to freetalklive.com. Other listeners can then vote as to whether they like or dislike what it is that you've submitted. And you can vote on other people's submissions as well. So it allows you to sort of take control of the website in that way. Now, as I mentioned, it's a Reddit-based site. And Reddit is a social bookmarking, social voting site. And there are a bunch of these subreddits on Reddit. Free Talk Live is one of, I don't know, a zillion subreddits on Reddit. And so thank you to everybody who takes the time to submit fresh content pretty much on a daily basis over there to freetalklive.com. The top story right now, as submitted by Liberty Evolution, is that Reddit has removed their warrant canary.
Yes. Uh-oh.
And this is not good. Right? So, of course, discussing what is a warrant canary.
Right.
Well, you want to take a crack at this?
Do you want me to say? Well, a warrant canary is an example of a way to circumvent or try to tap dance around the law. So normally when you receive a national security letter or a sealed warrant that says we want to access a user's data, there might be a gag order that says you're not allowed to tell the user or anybody that you have received this warrant. Well, a lot of sites have started putting up things that say we, as of today, have not received any warrants from the federal government or any national security letters. And the moment they take that down, well, I'm not saying that I received it. I'm just saying I didn't receive it. And
we've removed the notice that says we have never received such a thing. So therefore, we're not actively saying that we've received the thing. And this national security letter you're talking about is basically a threat from the federal government saying
hand
over this particular data or all this data or whatever. Yeah.
Well, it's more than that. So a typical search warrant or subpoena, you can notify the person saying the government, it's a third-party doctrine, so once you turn data over to a third party, if you tell the third party receives, say you're a phone company, they receive a warrant for your information, the company can tell you, hey, the FBI has requested your phone logs. You can then intervene and file a motion in court saying, Your Honor, I don't think this is appropriate. But if there's a gag order attached to the warrant, it says you're not even allowed to tell the target of the investigation that he's under investigation. That's where the problem comes in.
You can't even talk to your attorney, basically, about it.
That was one of the things that actually occurred in the LavaBit case. So the guy who ran LavaBit with Edward Snowden, he got a warrant for Edward Snowden's thing, and they said, we're not allowed to tell we're not even allowed to say that we got this thing. And that was the thing it's called, I'll remember the doctrine. Prior restraint, that's the doctrine. So the doctrine of prior restraint. So normally, preventing somebody from saying something before they even say it, that's a very dangerous thing. When the government says, you're not even allowed to say something, that is a very, very thing. The courts don't take that very lightly. They will make sure there has to be a very specific reason, such as an ongoing criminal investigation. It has to be targeted to a specific individual. And national security letters typically have prior restraint attached to them, where if you receive a national security letter, it is a standard thing. It'll say you are not allowed to tell anybody, including your attorney, that you have received this letter. So the question is, if you can't tell your attorney, how do you challenge the warrant, the legality of the warrant in court, if you're not even allowed to tell your legal counsel that you received it? And so that was a lot of these websites, a lot of computer scientists, we try and be cute And I can guarantee you what's going to happen. The court is going to see this. If Reddit received a search warrant or a subpoena or a national security letter, and they then remove this warrant canary, a judge is going to get very mad and hold them in contempt of court. Because, you know, a lot of people, you can't tap dance around the law. You know, there might
You're
be
saying
law.
You think that the whole warrant canary thing
it
is not going to hold water?
No. No. If a judge said, oh, you had this thing up that said you didn't receive a national security letter, you received a national security letter and then you took that down, that is, for all intents and purposes, telling people you received a national security letter, and so you violated the rule. You didn't have to take down this warrant canary. And so if I were the legal counsel for Reddit, I would say, well, if you received a national security letter, if you care about your freedom, don't take it down. I'm not saying that's what I would do personally. I'm just saying if I was a lawyer, that's what I would be advising them to do.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We looked at one of these letters. I think it was a few months back. There was somebody who managed to get his release, like get the permission from the court to finally release this national security letter. And I don't remember the exact way it was phrased, but the wording of the actual national security letter referred to some sort of U.S. code. And then when you actually looked at the code, it really didn't seem like, you know, obviously laws and statutes and codes and things like that are open to interpretation. And I'll see if I can pull it up again because it was fascinating, because it really didn't seem like they were prohibiting you from revealing it. The wording made it sound like it's sort of like when the cops say, I'm going to have to ask you to show your ID or whatever, or I'm going to have to ask you to do something. The cop's not actually telling you to do something. The cop is asking you to do something, but he's asking you in a way that sounds like you have to do what he's saying. Because of the wording that he uses, the cop says, well, I'm going to have to ask you to. Well, that's not you have to do what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's I have to ask you. It is my job to ask you to do this. Now, again, I'm being very vague here because I don't actually have the copy of that national security letter pulled up. But I'll see if I can find that because it was fascinating. The way you could have interpreted this was that this was just a request. That it wasn't actually a legitimate order to not reveal this. And that people are just simply so afraid of the federal government, and for good reason, because they do put peaceful people in prison cells. They're just so afraid of the federal government that they do what the letter suggests.
Yes.
That it doesn't actually order.
Yeah, I wonder if there's ever been anyone that's challenged it. I mean, it says, I guess, on Wikipedia that under the Patriot Act, there are criminal penalties for disclosing the existence of the warrant.
Yeah. 18 U.S.C. Section 2709 is the National Security Letter code. So that's just if those of you who are legal nerds out there had that out there. But Bruce Schneier, one of the security experts, he said, I have long discounted warrant canaries. A gag order is serious, and this sort of high school trick will fool a judge for a minute. But so far, they seem to be working. I said, well, yeah, exactly.
But how many people who've had a warrant canary up on their website who have taken it down? I mean, how many times has this happened? The warrant canary.
This is the first warrant canary I've ever heard dying. You know,
exactly.
I mean, so I've never heard of a warrant canary dying before, and so it seems to be a big deal. But, of course, then the question, and Bruce Schneier again made this point, now what do we do? Okay, we don't know who the target investigation. We don't know whether it was just taken down. Maybe they took it down because they just didn't want to have it up anymore.
That could be.
You know, maybe they just didn't like the site. But I know one of our sponsors, ProXPN, they have a warrant canary. And as of April 1st this morning when I checked, it is still alive and kicking. So ProXPN has not received a warrant, a national security letter or a warrant yet.
Now, of course, this is April 1st as we're doing this particular show, so...
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
keep in mind that anything is questionable today. I would hope no one would joke about the warrant canary here, but it is obviously a remote possibility. And, of course, if you do want to share with us your favorite April Fool's pranks...
Oh, that would not be a nice... If they actually pulled a warrant canary... April Fool's Day choke, then of course we would all look like idiots, wouldn't we?
So
I totally forgot that it was April Fool's Day.
The story here is coming from computerworld.com. I haven't seen really many of these April Fool's pranks because I have been busy building and working on computers today, but I'm sure if you've been on the web for more than an hour, you've probably come across some of these things. Some of them are pretty creative every year. Anyway, the removal of the warrant canary from computerworld.com here reporting is a reminder to users their online communications could be the target of investigators. Well, duh. I mean, look, if you're communicating on Reddit, you know, you could very well be the target of investigations. Whether, I mean, there's not really much security when it comes to Reddit in the first place. Most of their forums are open. And
well,
those
so it's like
aren't.
Facebook or any other third party, you know. Careful what you say online.
We'll tell you more about the national security letter and what happened with Reddit. You can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now, you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here, our toll-free free number for you is 855-450-FREE. We've also got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
James.
And TJ the Spy.
Also, I want to let you know, if you're not protecting yourself online, you ought to check out ProXPN. They are a virtual private network, and they encrypt your data from your computer or mobile device. Now, maybe you already have a VPN that's not ProXPN. Well, you might want to ask yourself and ask your current VPN, do they keep any logs of your activities? Because ProXPN does not. And, in fact, they've got servers all around the globe that you can connect to. They're a Netherlands-based company, not based in the U.S., so that's important. If you're a Windows user, you can also ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. They're using OpenVPN over at ProXPN, which is the gold standard of network encryption. And they've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's even Linux support as well. So whatever your device, ProXPN likely has software that'll work for you. They take credit card and even Bitcoin. Plus, if you use code FTL50, you can get 50% off of the regular monthly price for the lifetime of an annual account. It can be cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. So drop on by proxpn.com, learn more, and use code FTL50 to take back the privacy that is your right. Top story over at freetalklive.com right now, as submitted by listeners like you. In this case, someone named Liberty Evolution submitted the news that Reddit has removed their warrant canary from their transparency report for 2015, which, according to computerworld.com, suggests that Reddit may have received a secret national security letter in order to turn over user data to the federal government. The most controversial of the orders is the national security letter, which gives the government the authority to compel the production of customer records held by telephone companies, internet service providers, and other electronic communications service providers. Companies who've been asked for user data by the government are usually served the request under a gag order that prohibits them from disclosing the request for data. These companies can't say they've received the national security letter request when they do, but they do inform users when they don't get such orders through the warrant canary device. Akin to the bird in the coal mine, the warrant canary also dies if there's trouble in the form of a secret order for user information. The removal of the warrant canary notice could hence suggest that Reddit is trying to communicate to its users that it has received a secret security order for user data sometime after January 29th of 2015. In their 2014 transparency report, the online message board had included the canary when it wrote that, quote, as of January 29, 2015, Reddit has never received a national security letter, an order from the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or any other classified request for user information. So they wrote that in their 2014 transparency report, but the same statement did not appear in the 2015 transparency report. So, suggesting that they have indeed received such
request. Keep in mind, it is April Fool's, so they could just be doing this as an elaborate April Fool's Day joke, which would be kind of a, well, I don't know how to feel about that one. I don't like that. Not that I'm a terrorist going on Reddit bragging about my terrorist plans, you know.
I guess one of the ways you could check this would be to find their 2015 transparency report and actually see for yourself. But going on, Reddit and other tech companies have in the past demanded they should be able to inform their users about national security letters. Twitter filed a suit in court in 2014 against the Department of Justice after the agency denied the company permission to publish a transparency report in which Twitter wanted to provide aggregate numbers of national security processes in similar or in rather smaller bands than those permitted by the government. Reddit also joined a friend of the court brief in support of Twitter. So they wanted to simply reveal a sort of a round number of, we've received this many requests from the federal government. And I believe they had some success with that suit, but I don't recall what the exact details were on that.
You know, the thing I love about the United States Code, besides being 100,000 pages, so if you actually order, you can go to the Office of Bureau of Engraving and Printing and actually get your own copy of the United States Code. It's 3 yards from floor to ceiling. It's 100,000 pages. But in there, right after Section 2709, which deals with national security letters, and by the way, I misspoke earlier, you can actually contact your attorney. If you're a company and you receive one of these national security letters, you can contact an attorney or you can tell employees who are necessary to fulfill the request. But outside of that, you can't tell any other customers. You can't talk to the media about it. But what I love about the United States Code is the history. So right after 2709 comes 2710, wrongful disclosure of videotape rental or sale records. And I when I said that, I said, why would that be in there? And then I'm like, oh, yeah, Robert Bork. I don't know if you remember Robert Bork. He was a Supreme Court nominee under Reagan. And during his confirmation hearing, somebody released his video rental records. And they were kind of, you know, blasé. They weren't really, you know, spicy or anything. There wasn't anything that made me, you know, oh, my goodness, he's renting Debbie Does Dallas 3 or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the public was so incensed that a Supreme Court nominee would have his video rental records released to the public that they passed a special law called the Video Privacy Protection Act, which is codified in 18 U.S.C. Section 2710.
Wow.
And says, yeah, if you're a video store, you cannot release the rental records without special written permission. So you can't even get your, like, a usual form where you sign away your rights when you do business with a company. You have to have a special form that says, I allow this company, like Blockbuster, to release my video rental records to a third party.
Which, of course, video rental stores hardly exist anymore.
Yes, I know. So, yes, when you actually go through the United States Code, like, I love going through the United States Code because you'll find, like, regulations on wireless telegraph operators.
They're still there.
Yeah, like, no, there's no more wireless telegraph operators.
No, but I mean the regulations are
Still, the regulations. So I often thought, like, yeah, where's the regulations for whip and buggy makers?
Oh, they're in there somewhere. Probably.
You know, horseshoe size and everything else. And that's the thing I love about the government is that it never dies. They'll pass a regulation, and then 100 years
from now,
that's
not something to love about the government.
It's like what's the name of the mythical creature that you can't kill? The Medusa. You slice off one of its tentacles and just five more grow back.
Is that the Medusa or the Hydra?
The Hydra. Thank you. Medusa turns you to stone.
That's right.
Yeah, I pulled up their transparency report. I think it is real because it was published yesterday, so it wouldn't have been on April 1st. It would have been March 31st.
So, yes, this is probably a true story.
Okay, so the question is, who are they targeting and why? And, you know, is it a national security letter or is it just a simple sealed search warrant? So there's a difference.
Well, they break it down. They list the number of subpoenas, court orders, search warrants, and emergency requests that they receive.
Oh, wow.
So they actually break it down. I guess this would be they received whatever that secret letter is.
The national security letter.
Yeah. So this would be something different.
Yeah. Well, that'll be interesting because I would love to know if it's a subpoena, then they're – unless they're – I can't really – I don't want to read too much. I hate speculating. I kind of like to deal with facts. And absent one little piece of information, they took down their warrant canary. Okay, well, they've received something from the federal government saying we want information. And you're not allowed to tell anybody.
I suspect also I was reading that Reddit joined Apple in an amicus brief regarding like the encryption issue. So it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, I do think this is real. I don't think it's.
Yeah. So
we'll continue the discussion here because really this is the whole idea of the national security letter and any other gag order I object to on the basis of freedom of speech. I mean, if freedom of speech is indeed a thing, and I think it should be, then you should be able to reveal any damn communications you receive from the government or anyone else for that matter.
If you get a search warrant, you should be allowed to say, hey, I got a search warrant, and they're seeking information on these people.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You should not be able to just, the government should not be able to send you a letter and then turn you into an unpaid informant for them.
Unpaid slave, yeah.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Way has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Way.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about warrant canaries. Specifically, Reddit apparently has removed theirs. For 2015, they put out a report yesterday, so this is not an April's Fool prank. This is apparently the real deal. They put out a report, a transparency report, that in 2014 included a warrant canary, which is a notice saying that they have not been contacted and had requests made for user information by the federal government, specifically the FBI, for instance, and now that particular statement has been removed from their 2015 report, suggesting that they have indeed been contacted. Now, of course, that doesn't give us any more useful information about, you know, what the topic or the purpose or the target of that contact or that request was. So we can continue the discussion here. You can join us as well at 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Skype first, though, where we have Brad on the line. Brad, where are you calling from tonight?
I'm calling from Arcata, Welcome. California.
Go ahead. You're on the radio.
I couldn't get your radio signal through your web page, so I'm having to listen to it on Skype. I don't really have anything to talk about.
Oh, well, we don't offer Skype for listening purposes. It's only for people who are calling into the show. So I don't know, you know, what the technical difficulties might be, but we have multiple ways.
How are things going out there in California? Like, why did you choose California? Because, like, anytime we look at California, we look at all the rules and regulations. And, I mean, it's a very beautiful place to live. But goodness gracious, like, all the regulations and busybodies in the California legislature who are trying to regulate your lives, what's it like living out there?
Well, they're not bothering me, really.
For now? Or is it like, how do you stay under the radar?
I just do, I bought property here in Arcata, and...
Yeah,
have you ever received a
thanks
national...
for the call, Brad. I appreciate it. A good try trying to save a call from someone who wasn't intending to call, but obviously he was not really interested in talking, so we're going to move on.
Okay.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You know, it's interesting. Somebody had called recently thinking that they could listen to us on Skype, and I think the reason for that is when you go to freetalklive.com, there is at the top of the page sort of the defaults. When we're live, there's a special page that loads up by default that has a big play button on it. And I guess he's saying he can't get that to work. But for most people, it should work just fine.
You know, I'm getting a little whirlwind. A little bright light bulb went off above my head. Why don't we have a Skype listening line?
Yeah, that could be. You can't do that. Skype only allows one person per. Like we can take multiple calls on Skype at once, but everyone who's on hold is not actually getting the feed. The only person who the only person who receives the feed from us on Skype is the person who's live on the line. So not necessarily on the air, but when they're connected to us and not on hold.
Okay.
So Skype isn't designed to be a radio service. It's designed to be a calling
thing. I know. Well,
so yeah, sorry about that. I think what's confusing people is it says at the top of freetalklive.com, click play below to listen live or continue to the full site, and then it says call toll free 855-450-FREE or via Skype lrn.fm. I guess they think that means that they can listen on Skype.
Yeah, well, what is the listening? For those of our listeners that don't know, what is your live listen line?
That's an excellent question. The listen line, I believe, is 213-493-0308.
So make sure you check. It's a long-distance call, but check your calling plan, and you can actually call and listen to us over the telephone line 24-7. It's keyed into the Liberty Radio Network.
But no one would be able... Actually, what I just gave you was the FTL listening line. That's Free Talk Live 24 hours a day, not the LRN one, which is a different number. And if, actually, I don't even know if that's the correct number I gave out, because this cheat sheet that I have here may be a little out of date. So if you actually want to get the listen line information, just go to listen.freetalklive.com, because it's hard to write down phone numbers if you're driving or whatever. You should go to listen.freetalklive.com. You can find live listen links there, as well as an actual phone number that you can call and listen on. So our toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, or you can Skype in to talk to us on the radio at username lrn.fm. And that's, you know, that's my fault. That's what I get for not actually screening the Skype call.
No.
I didn't actually pick up the line during the break and talk to the guy, and I probably should have done that.
Oh well.
Well, I was reading the Reddit thread here for the Warrant Canary, and people are bringing up some great points. Like this one guy is saying that so there's a thing that they can request, like an emergency, like, oh, we think that someone is in danger, so we need their information immediately. Like law enforcement can put in a request, and someone's saying, like, what about, you know, there's like a suicide Reddit where people go and, like, you know, say, like, hey, I'm thinking about committing suicide. Like, maybe those people don't want to necessarily be known who they are. They're reaching out for help, and like, if they're just going to comply with government requests, these people might be paranoid and not reach out for help. I mean, there's plenty of stories of like the police showing up and killing suicidal people. So
absolutely.
I think that Reddit, the CEO here, he's responding. He's doing very well. He's saying that they will never willingly hand over information. So unless they get a court order, or unless they agree that it's like someone's going to go on a mass shooting spree or something.
By the way, it's not free. You know, if you're a business and you get one of these national security letters or subpoena or a search warrant to have records, so you're not the target of the investigation, but you have information about one of your customers the police want, you don't get compensated for the time you have to take off.
Nope.
And search your computer database, print out and mail in the forms, or give them the information. You're expected.
It could be very time consuming, depending on how much information they're requesting.
What if you're like a small like company? Like, let's say you run a forum, like you do, the Shire Society forum. Like, what if you got one of these requests? I mean, like, it would probably be a lot of work
to open it. Like, if you know, if you receive this thing in the mail. Presumably, right?
They would probably. Well, they usually send them certified mail, and you have to sign for it. So I know that when we got a copy of the warrant, I signed for it, you know, and gave it to you. But
so what if, like, my family has a policy: we do not sign any certified mail. Like, we don't do it.
Okay, yeah, that's actually.
And we tell the postal people, return to sender.
So you do actually have that policy?
Yes, because my...
So I'm not the only... See, I married a nutball. See, his parents were...
My parents are worried about lawsuits.
Well, you see, I remember that when I was... You know, we had the whole meet the family thing for... Was it Thanksgiving or Christmas? I forget. I was there for Christmas?
Christmas.
Yeah, I was there for Christmas in his family in Conyers, Georgia. And, of course, I was telling them, you know, I was a former spy, and I've changed my name. I've had 5 legal names in my lifetime, and they're, of course, blowing their stack, thinking I'm up to something hinky. And, of course... I thought, you know, yeah, what exactly? Hold on.
You guys had some interesting conversations with his family.
Oh, yes. And I said, yeah. I told them. I said, yes, I conduct search. I lost my train of thought there. I apologize. We actually conduct search warrant drills in my house. Like when I was married, I would actually go outside the door and go knock, 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 you know, Phelps County Sheriff, or just pretend to be whoever.
Mm-hmm.
And that was to get prepared so the event we ever were raided for something silly, like not having the right smoke detector or not having the right permit for something, and they come barging in, how do you handle that? And that's the one thing I, of course, you know, I still do that to this day. I prepare for a raid once a year, like a fire drill or a tornado drill. And I tell people this, and they look at me like I'm absolutely strange, like I would never be raided. And you say, well, you never
know.
It
can happen.
You could be swatted.
It happened to us.
They could get the wrong address. They could... like they could say, like, well, this was the person's old address, and maybe they didn't do enough surveillance. There's all kinds of things like that policy of not signing for certified letters. It's actually a pretty decent one.
Well, I don't know. I've thought about that myself, and the problem is, like, they know that someone refused it. So if it's let's say it's a civil case, and the, you know, whether it's another individual or the city or something like that, the city sends you the certified letter and you don't accept it, that doesn't mean they can't go ahead with the case. They can go ahead with the case, and now you don't know when the case is, you don't know, you know, what's going on, and they can just go ahead without your input, and the judge rule without your input.
That's what I always found fascinating. Like the Robin Hood case, they left a copy of the lawsuit like at my door. Like, I came home from work, and I was like, what the heck is this thing?
And he was panicking, and he was like...
But the other... It's funny because, like, you can't do that to them. Like, you have to be able to prove that you served them properly, and, like, if there's ever an issue, like...
But I think this FBI case or these national security letters different, right? Because with the court situation, you need to be there to defend yourself. Otherwise, the court's going to rule in absentia or, you know...
It wouldn't surprise me if they sent some kind of agent out to, you know...
To hand deliver it?
Yeah. Or to tell you in person.
I don't think so, because they send quite a few of these. There's a lot of these things that they send out every single year. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and you can join us here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Going back to my vaccinating, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite, 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days. But she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
And I was like, oh, that's it, that's it. I gave her the Dynavite after 5 weeks. And one morning, there was nothing there. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can join us on Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Not for listening, for calling. You can call us up on Skype at username lrn.fm. With you tonight, Ian here.
James.
And TJ the Spy.
So we've been talking about the National Security Letter, which is kind of a scary thing. If somebody receives one of these National Security Letters, it means a few different things. One, that generally you can't disclose that you've received it. You can talk to your lawyer, and you can tell, like, a staff member that, like, let's say you're running a technology business, but you, the boss, don't know how to actually
operate the computers.
Right, to go into the records that you need to pull up. So you have to tell a technician, TJ, look, I need you to go in and pull
yes.
James's information up. We've got this national security
But I'm not
letter.
Allowed to tell any of my friends.
Correct.
I can't say, hey, we got this really interesting letter.
You
They're
can't
investigating.
Tell any coworkers. You can't.
You certainly can't tell the target of the investigation.
Right. And so there's that, and then there's the question of, well, what does this cost? What kind of cost are you incurring to do this research for the federal government? Because they're not paying you. They're not giving you $50 an hour or $100 an hour to do the work that you do. You essentially become an unpaid servant to the federal government if you receive one of these letters. And the nondisclosure portion has really been, I think, the most upsetting part about all this. I mean, I'm upset by anything that requires someone to work for free for the government, but people are used to that. That's what taxes are, right? When you
get to give a third to half of your stuff for free.
Right, and you have to spend the time it takes to fill out all the forms in order to give them a third of your stuff.
Yeah, in fact, that was my biggest gripe with the IRS. It's not that I have to give them a third to half of my income. It was the 16 to 20 hours every year I had to spend going through my Schedule C, my 1040, my Schedule A, and, like, listing all my assets, like, the business receipts, summing
Isn't
them up.
Isn't there a prohibition against slavery in the United States?
No. Oh, no. Actually, slavery is totally legal, and I'm being quite serious. The 13th Amendment says, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude shall be permitted within the United States or its territories, except, whereas punishment for a crime where you've been convicted by a jury of your peers.
But if that is what the 13th says, that's not punishment for a crime where you've been convicted. That's involuntary servitude.
Well, that's again, words mean whatever the courts want them to mean.
Well, that's true, and so that's why I pulled up this. I think it's worth looking at this again. I know we talked about this back when the news broke several months ago. But about the national security letters, because somebody named Nick Merrill actually was able to reveal one of these national security letters.
I remember the case. Yes.
Years later, after he had received it, he was given permission by a court. The gag order was lifted, and he was able to reveal the text of it. Now, archive.org has the actual text, and it's instructive because it's my interpretation, and I'm not a lawyer. TJ, you've done some studying of the law. You are also not a lawyer, but you're pretty good at being a legal counsel.
You know, and everyone keeps telling me I should become a lawyer, and I said I probably will at one point go to law school. It's kind of a fascinating thing to me, but yeah, go right ahead.
So I'm not going to read the entire National Security Letter, although it is relatively short. They cite Title 18.
USC 2709?
Yes, Section 2709, saying you are hereby directed to provide the Federal Bureau of Investigation the names, addresses, lengths of service, and electronic communications transactional records of certain people, which they then don't include that information here. But in accordance with the Title 18, Section 2709B, this person writes, I certify the information sought is relevant to an authorized investigation to protect against international terrorism or clandestine intelligence activities, and that such an investigation of a United States person is not conducted solely on the basis of activities protected by the First Amendment.
No, that's a key word, solely. They actually can target you legally for what you say. Even if it's protected speech, they just can't target you solely for what you say. So if I say, President Obama, I hate his guts, they can't solely target me for that. But they can target me if they use it within conjunction with another piece of information.
So here's where I think this order, and it goes on with a few more citations. But anyway, it just basically says, turn over this information. Your cooperation in this matter is greatly appreciated. And it's interesting that they use the word request, isn't it?
It's appreciated. Yeah, in fact, I know somebody who received a letter from the Department of Commerce, and they said, thank you, in all caps, in bold. And it said, thank you for your cooperation. Your response is required by law.
Right.
And you know, he, of course, said, please, God, do not, put this up on Facebook and say, I'm not filling out your form. Come and arrest me, you a-holes. I'm like, that is not a wise idea. It's one thing to disobey the government. It's a completely different one to disobey the government openly.
So the first section of 2709 says there's a duty to provide, and then it goes on to say that if you receive one of these requests, you are obligated, or rather, you shall provide this information.
Yes.
So everywhere it says request, they don't actually mean request. I mean, if I say, TJ, I'm requesting that you get up and walk out of the room, that is a request. You can say, no, thank you. I'm quite comfortable where I am.
Yeah, you know, and that was one thing the FBI agents, they kept saying, you know, would you mind coming downstairs? Well, and I kept saying, is it a request or an order?
Yeah, it's an important question.
Well, I said, guys, you know, just come on. You're federal agents. Say, I order you to go downstairs.
Right.
It's no big deal. I understand it's an order. And once you say it's an order, I'll comply. But if it's a request, that kind of makes it seem like I have a choice in the matter. And
that reminds me of, like, they say the income tax code is voluntary. It's a voluntary tax.
Well, this comes back to the word games that the police like to play, which I was talking about before. Look, I'm going to have to ask you to hand that over.
Yes.
I'm going to have to ask you to search your car. And that's a great time to ask that question. Officer, is that an order or is that a request?
Yes. And every time I get this one, look, I'm not going to play your games with you. It's like, well, officer, look, I understand and I want to cooperate with you to the fullest extent as required by law, but my attorney has advised me not to say anything without him being present, and I'm more than willing to hand over the keys to you, to my vehicle, if you say it's an order. But if you're asking for me to waive the
fourth... A lawful order as well would be nice, but...
That's for the court to determine whether it's lawful or not. But generally, when the officer... one of the common things they'll say is, for example, one of the first things that the FBI agent said to all of us was, you're free to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know why we're free to go? Because Miranda, under Miranda versus Arizona, the Miranda warning, you have the right to remain silent, that only attaches when you're in a custodial situation.
When you're under arrest.
When you're, not free to go. So you don't have to be under arrest. You just have
They don't have to Mirandize you if you're under detention, though.
No. So they have to Mirandize you if... One, you're in a custodial situation, and a custodial situation is where a reasonable person would feel they're not free to leave. And
well,
two,
when you're detained, you are not free to leave.
That is
correct.
But
you're also not under arrest.
And let me finish. And if they want to use your statements against you in court, that's the only time they have to Mirandize you. So if you are just sitting there, and even if you're detained, you're under arrest, if you're just sitting there and you blurt out, I murdered my wife, that's admissible in court because they weren't interrogating you. They weren't trying to question you.
I see.
If you're under arrest or they say, Mr. Freeman, you're not free to leave, by the way, did you murder your wife? And you say yes, that will be suppressed because they didn't Mirandize you. So the way they get around that is they'll say, Mr. Freeman, you're free to leave. By the way, did you murder your wife? And you say yes. Well, guess what? They didn't have to read Miranda to you because you were perfectly free to leave at any time. You voluntarily told them something of probative value in a criminal investigation.
All right.
It will be admitted. So
TJ, you worked for the federal government for a little while.
I had to read Executive Order 12333 once a year. And so there's like it's a 50-page document, and you have to read it line by line, and then you check at the bottom. I swear under penalty of perjury I have read this document. And nobody ever read that document except me. And I would make a game of it. I'm like, well, it's going to take me at least 2 days to read this thing. So I would take 8 hours a day for 2 days straight and read this Executive Order 12333, which is actually mentioned in this national security letter.
So this letter, and I've got 2 points that I think make it invalid, and I want to hear what your analysis is of this.
Okay.
Point number one, the letters require certification. Now, in the letter, the text of the so-called certification is included. That's the text that I read to you where the person says this is an investigation for terrorism. This isn't about someone's free speech. I'm summarizing. But it says that that's required, but it is only the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation or his designee in a position not lower than deputy assistant director at bureau headquarters or a special agent in charge of a bureau field office may send these requests, get that certification. This letter that I was reading, the one that was revealed by Mr. Nick Merrill a little while back after a court lifted the gag order, was written by Marion E. Bowman, Senior Counsel, National Security Affairs, Office of the General Counsel. That doesn't sound like an FBI agent to me. It doesn't sound like the director or a high-level FBI agent.
You caught us, Ian. The whole thing is illegitimate. It's just going to have to – the government's going to implode. They didn't follow – sure there's some amendment somewhere. Remember, this is the great thing. When the United States Code is 100,000 pages, the Code of Federal Regulations 40,000 pages, and there's like 2 million pages of regulations, I'm sure in one of those 2 million pages there is an amendment to that rule that says under this set of circumstances.
They didn't cite the amendment, right? Cited this section.
There's
of
a
the
special
code.
Amendment that says we can do whatever we want. That's what the amendment you should cite.
Well, we know that, but it's not uncommon, though, TJ, for government to lie, for them to simply bluff.
You mean to tell me they lie? I had no idea.
So is it possible that a lot of these national security letters are just simply letters that they're sending out that that don't actually attach to the actual code here, and they're just intimidating people? I've got point number two coming up.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit.
If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.